Senate Ag will come to order. Secretary, take the roll.
This is roll call for Agriculture Livestock Irrigation Committee, February 7th, 2017. Vice Chair Swaddle?
Present.
Senator McDonald?
Here.
Senator Smith?
Here.
Senator Osmundson?
Here.
Senator Sands?
Here.
Senator Moore? Senator Lang?
Here.
Senator Cafaro? Senator Solomon? Senator Ozhevsky? Chairman Hoven?
Here.
Thank you.
They're all in finance.
On these, you're going to be here.
I jumped out. I had another meeting, had committee on committee. So
okay, but you'll be here tomorrow. So you could get these proxies to her or to me from these people that.
Yeah, let me take a few so
okay,
I can pass
because we got to get those back.
Yeah.
Okay, committee, today we're going to do executive action on four bills, 82, 91, 131, and 157. And I guess we can start with House Bill 82.
Mr. Chairman, I move a do concur on House Bill number 82.
Is there any discussion?
Pretty simple bill, if I recall.
Mr. Chairman, a pretty simple bill, as long as we've clarified that we're doing it to be kind to snakes and not to eradicate them, so I'm fully in support. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further discussion?
Question.
Question. Take a voice vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Ayes have it.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Cafaro votes aye by proxy.
That's correct.
And, well, I don't have proxy, so I can't.
Oh, but you can get them.
Okay. So, Mr. Chairman, Senator Olszewski, Senator Lang, Senator Moore, all vote aye by proxy.
Who would like to carry this bill?
I like snakes.
Senator Sands will carry the bill.
Thank you. She won't try to sabotage it, though. She knows. Yes. Mr. Chairman, I move a do concur on House Bill number 91.
Discussion on the bill. Pretty straightforward.
All it does is updates everything.
Mr. Chairman, I do have a comment. I guess one of the concerns I had on the bill, Mr. Chairman, was that when I asked the question, if I can find it here, there was no problem. No one was in violation. There was no, I mean, I asked if there was a potential of somebody being in violation, and they said, well, maybe, but they weren't sure. I'm just wondering if we need it. But I'd like to hear other people from the committee because, in my opinion, I don't think we need it.
Senator McDonald.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In response to Senator Osmundson, I do think we need it because, as I recall, Court Jensen said that if the federal rules will go into effect, and if we don't have this, we would be having the federal FDA kind of interfering in the businesses in Montana. I think I trust our agriculture department to interface more appropriately with our producers and I think that since we are only here 90 days every 2 years, I would like to put this in place and have it there on the books and make sure that it's our state Department of Agriculture and not the federal FDA that is regulating these small businesses, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, and I don't disagree with Senator McDonald on that at all. I'd much rather have our Department of Ag. I just, at this point in time, there was no one needing it. That was my concern, so.
Well, I certainly concur with Senator McDonald on this, is that while there may not be an issue at this point, there could be in the future, and this would take care of that. So I would be a yes vote on this.
Question?
Question?
You can do a voice vote. I'm fine with it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Proxies?
Proxies, Senator Olcheski, Senator Lang, Senator Moore, all vote aye by proxy.
Senator Cafaro votes aye by proxy.
Do we have a... Senator Solomon. Thank you, Senator Solomon. We've got a pretty full plate here this session so far.
Mr. Chairman, I move to concur on House Bill number 130.
Any discussion on the bill?
Mr. Chairman, I had to miss the hearing. I had a bill in another committee, so I was wondering if you or someone wanted to share a little bit more about the bill.
Yes, Senator
Swindell. Senator McDonald, according to my notes, and they may not be accurate, so make sure you check with Senator Sandstrom. It's said that this better define who needs to file an annual tonnage fee statement. Right now, 750 have no fee to pay, but they still have to file these, and I think this is supposed to eliminate their need to even file. I think that's what it does.
Great. Thank you.
Call the question.
Question. All those in favor? Voice vote. All
aye.
Those
aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Right. Who would like to carry?
Senator Cafaro votes aye by proxy.
Okay, I'm sorry. Proxies.
Oh, Senator Olcheski, Senator Lang, Senator Moore, all vote aye by proxy. Senator Lang would love to carry this.
You're not here?
Mm-hmm. Bill 157.
Where did you do this one? 41.
Oh, she did.
It's not up here, but I had it in my folder. I didn't know if we did or not.
Senate Bill 157.
Senate Bill 157 was a pretty simple bill, as I recall, that include the biggest change was it went from...
Mr. Chairman, yeah, it goes to hoofed from just being cattle or dairy cows. It's hoofed animals. Camels. This is the camel bill.
Camel bill.
And I have an amendment.
Senator Sands, move your amendment.
I don't have the number. What's the number of it, Sue?
Okay, here it comes.
I'll move it in a second, but I'll tell you what it is. It's just changing it from the Department of Agriculture to the Department of Livestock. So it's pretty simple. It was just at the request of all the parties to clean that up. So, Mr. Chairman, I move. Let's see. I move SB 015701.ASO.
Any discussion on the amendment? Senator Moore.
Well, I just actually did that. Quick time, Mr. Chairman.
An email saying, how in the world can we, somebody thought this was going to take away their ability to get raw milk. So I got a nasty email about
this. I guess, Mr. Chairman, I just have a question on it. I guess moving it from the Department of Agriculture to Livestock, does that change some sort of an inspection because it's under livestock now as opposed to ag?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Osmussen, this is just actually a technical correction.
I see.
Milk is in the Department of Livestock, okay. And the title is wrong.
Makes sense. Thanks.
All those in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Amendment passes. Any discussion on the bill as amended? Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Proxies.
Senator Olcheski and Senator Lang vote aye by proxy.
Senator Carroll is here.
Senator Konhauer will carry her own bill. So that next week on Tuesday, a week from today, we'll have two bills. There be the Senator Moore. Are you contacted your people on veterinary medicine?
Mr. Chairman, I have been in contact with nominees for the Board of Veterinary Medicine. None have the time or inclination to come testify for the committee with, not to show any disrespect, but didn't feel it was necessary, and trust in our good judgment.
Okay. So next Tuesday, I think, let's see, SR 10 and SR 29, will those people don't want to come. On Thursday, the milk producers do want to come, so we'll hear them on Thursday. A week from Thursday, and then this coming Thursday, we'll hear Senator Lang's bill. And we'll also do executive action on House Bill 131 this coming Thursday.
Mr. Chairman, in the interest of moving the workload around, do you want to look at our list from Judiciary and see if you want to take a couple of them over here?
Well, we could
we'll
do that,
together.
Sure.
We'll look at it together.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Anything with four legs.
Okay, House Ag is adjourned.